You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by the MLB.com Shop.
Well, Mariners conversation today. Very glad you could join us. I'm Dave Raymond with Greg Johns of Mariners.com. And, Greg, we missed you last week. I had just assumed that you were probably still hanging out at Griffey's house, taking family photos and the like. Hope you had a great week, though, man.
I did, and I have not got the return invite to Griffey's house. I don't know what that means, but was happy to have a week off with my wife down in San Francisco, and enjoyed the heck out of that. And glad to be back on duty now, getting ready for spring training coming around the corner now.
Right on, yeah. I mean, it is right around the corner. So that opens up an opportunity for us to maybe introduce folks to a new face, new name. At least, you know, like on the big league side, it could be somebody coming up through the system, maybe somebody acquired this offseason, and Lord knows that would give you plenty of guys to choose from. So who are we going to get to know this week?
You know, they do have a ton of guys, and a guy I pick out that I think would be fun to look at is Nori Aoki. I think a guy that the fans are going to really love, and I think is really going to be a key to success for this team. That's the leadoff guy. So I think Nori Aoki really one of the more interesting offseason acquisitions out of a whole bunch that Jerry DePoto has made.
So what is it about Aoki that you're like, although before you jump into that, I'll say this. I was looking at his numbers not long ago, and it is uncanny how consistent a hitter he is. I mean, every year, every batting average, on-base percentage, slugging, it's like within a point or two of one another. He's ridiculously consistent.
It's crazy, Dave, and that's one of the reasons they got him. Jerry DePoto loves that consistency and kind of knowing what you're going to get, and in a critical position that they've been looking to fill here for a while at that leadoff spot. But you're right. I mean, he's played 4 years in the big leagues, and I don't think I've ever seen it before. I mean, his four batting averages: .285, .286, .287, and .288. And the only thing he didn't do is do those in order. I mean, they've gone back and forth, but to stay within 4 points over four seasons is it's pretty stunning, and those are numbers you can certainly like and live with. On base as well, he's been very consistent up there in the 350 to 360 range, and you know what you're going to get with Nori Aoki, assuming he stays healthy, and that's a big part of what they need and what they want, you know, in that leadoff spot.
And there is always the question of production, what a guy is going to give you on the field, and then there is that. Those intangibles, what he provides, just, you know, in the clubhouse, on the bus, on the charters. When he was signed, and it was a while ago now, but as I recall, he had some quote about being excited about the coffee and what he felt like was a chance to win a World Series. I love that. It sounds like he's a guy with a little sense of humor, but also a guy who really believed that this move for him was about being competitive and a chance to do what everybody's aiming to do, which is play for the ring.
No doubt. And you're right, personality exudes from this kid when we met him, and I've heard that from his previous days. Certainly, I think the fans are going to like this. Reminds me a little bit of Munenori Kawasaki, who was a guy that came in. It was just kind of just fun to watch. And just his love for the game and kind of love for being around people was catching, you know, and Aoki has some of that. I don't know if he's quite as over the top as Munenori, who was kind of one of the all-timers as far as personality, but Aoki seems to have that in a big way, and that'll be fun. I think you got to like the game, you got to enjoy it, and that seems to be a big part of what he brings, and you're right, that is important, and especially if it's Japanese players coming over, and sometimes there's a language barrier and things. You can make up for a lot of that just by being happy and being enjoying being around guys and part of the game, and I think we're going to see a lot of that with Aoki.
So consistency being maybe his main calling card, although the numbers themselves are actually pretty good as well, right? I mean, the one thing we do know is he's probably not going to steal more bases than he has in the past, and he's probably not going to hit a whole lot more home runs than he's hit in the past, just because he's over that, you know, that hump of the late 20s. Is there upside for him, do you think? Does he represent an opportunity to surprise in some way?
Well, that's a great question. I guess we'll find out. I read an interesting story in the Japan Times a couple days ago, and Aoki's over there working out, and he talked with the reporter there's an English speaking newspaper, so I was actually able to read it. But one of the quotes is pretty eye catching, and you know, take it for what it's worth. But Aoki working out and says, "Hey, I want to do one of two things. I want to either win a batting title or a stolen base crown." I mean, this is his goal. So if there's upside, he believes there certainly is. You know, this is a guy that he does have a remarkable ability of getting bat on the ball and getting on base and doing things. And, you know, you want to talk numbers. I mean, his career 353 on-base percentage is a number one and why he's in Seattle. That's a key area for DePoto to look at to improve on a team whose on-base last year was 311 as a group. 353 they like, especially in that leadoff spot. And looking last year, I mean, they tried a lot of different guys. They really have since Ichiro left. You know, they've really been trying to find that guy, that catalyst at the top of the lineup. And last year, you know, they had Austin Jackson. They tried Logan Morrison, was led off 20 games last year. You know, Seth Smith was the leadoff hitter 18 times. And they tried Ricky Weeks, Ackley, Brad Miller, Justin Rougeon. I mean, they're rolling guys out there just trying to find something. And last third of the season, they brought up Ketel Marte, the young shortstop, and he did a pretty good job there. He actually put up numbers that they could probably live with, but they want the kind of that experienced guy with Aoki, and no question he's going to fill that role. But as you talk about what do you want in that leadoff spot, last year the Mariners last in baseball, 30 teams, Dave, in runs scored by their leadoff guy, 76 runs out of that leadoff spot, and that's a number they want to change. And you got to think, you know, with your Cano, your Nelson Cruz, your Seager in the middle of that order, you get a guy on base, you should be able to get him around. You're looking at a pretty good thing, but you gotta get a guy on and make something happen, and that's what they're looking at with Aoki. So again, numbers, on base last year, 247 batting average for their leadoff guy. You know, Aoki a career 287, 307 was their on base for their leadoff spot. You know, Aoki a 353 career. So if he's living by those career numbers, even close to him, they're getting a significant upgrade there in that leadoff spot. So it really should be interesting, and that's offensively. So, you know, of course, defense, a whole other side of the game that we can talk about as well. But that's why they like Aoki, and certainly as I see him to be a big part of this team going forward.
All right, let me ask one thing that is not as pleasant a question for people to consider with Aoki, and that is, you know, while he has been so consistent, I mean, he's played, 130-plus games, seems like every single year. We've talked about the numbers that he continues to put up offensively. He had the concussion situation last year with the Giants. He didn't play well when he came back late in the year. He discussed with them that he was still feeling some symptoms. You know, we've seen guys' careers take a bad turn after concussions. Is there concern there? Have they talked much about that? Do we know what his status is in that regard?
They've talked about it, and he talked about it, and you know, if you take what you can from that. I mean, both club and player, not surprisingly, say he's free and clear. He said he feels great. He's been working out, you know, harder than ever on the off season. Feels great. They gave him a full, very thorough physical. I remember when they brought him into Seattle, they sent him to, you know, not just their own people. They had a concussion specialist in Seattle that they sent him to make sure that he cleared before they signed him. So they put him through everything that you can. I guess you never do know, Dave, I guess, until a guy gets out there in a field. And baseball is a tough sport, a mental sport, and certainly a challenge for some guys. But, you know, a lot of guys have had concussions, been fine coming back. You know, I guess you shouldn't expect a problem, but I do think, you know, you have to have an awareness of that he did have a pretty serious situation that kept him out of the last month last year. So you talk about, you know, that his numbers and his games played last year was the one year that he did have some injury problems. He broke a fibula early in the, about 3 months into the season, got hit in the leg and broke a fibula. At the time, I guess you want to talk about his upside, Dave, hitting 317 at the time, and was, if you look back, was one of the leading vote getters for NL outfield. Was in position to start for a while, you know, and Stanton ended up passing him at the end, but he was hitting 317 when he got hurt and came back, had kind of struggled for a month, kind of getting back, getting his legs under him, and then got the concussion and tried to play through that, came back, and then they finally shelved him. So, you know, if you get back to that first half before when he was healthy, yeah, you see some definite promise there. And I guess the second half, as you mentioned, you do always have to have concerns with health issues, but it's been half a year now, and certainly most guys recover full and strong from a concussion in that period of time. So I think the expectation is he's fine now, and that certainly he cleared all their medical tests.
Okay, well, that's good. That's good, and it'll be a fun one. Apart from what he does on the field, it'll be a fun one for everybody to get to know. It's just a personality that he brings along with it, Greg, and we appreciate you giving us a little introduction today, and go get him a big cup of Joe for when he gets to town.
He likes the coffee. He likes following in the footsteps of Ichiro Suzuki as well, Dave. You mentioned that when he signed. Ichiro's a guy that he watched growing up in Japan, and was kind of, he said he watched a whole lot of Mariner games on television when he was coming up as a kid, and is pretty thrilled to be on the team and fill in that same leadoff spot that Ichiro did years ahead of him. So it's an interesting fit, and it's certainly he has some of Ichiro in him. He's got that ability to keep the bat on the ball and get on base and do some things. So should be an interesting time coming here next year with Noriega leading off for the Mariners.
Yeah, Lord knows. I mean, if there's somebody in you, like, go ahead. Go with Ichiro. I like that idea.
There you
Hi,
go.
Greg. Hey, have another great week, and we'll look forward to doing it again soon.
Thank you, Dave. Good talking to you as always.
There it goes, Greg Johns, MLB.com Extras, the Seattle Mariners edition.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.